Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bird Show. All right, before we get to our follow-up Thursday of whether or not her husband finally learned how to properly wipe his butt. I know, that's what we did. I came across a headline that was like a head-tilting, jaw-dropping, had to click on it and figure out more. And it was sperm donor who fathered 550 children ordered to stop. Now, the story goes, a man named Jonathan, age 41, could be fined more than $100,000 if he tries to donate again. This is a Dutch man. He was banned from donating to fertility clinics in the Netherlands in 2017 after it emerged he had fathered more than 100 children. But instead of stopping, he carried on donating sperm abroad and online. Didn't even know you could do that. So a court has told him to provide a list of all the clinics he's used and to order them to destroy his sperm. Now, there are Dutch clinical guidelines, and they state that a donor should not father more than 25 children in 12 families. And that is because if you're in the same town and using the same donor and you don't know who the father is, and then 20, 30 years later, those two people meet and they start dating, they'll have no idea that they are half brother, half sister. And that is a DNA nightmare.
Oh my gosh. I want to know about this man's genetics, because don't normally, if you're going to get a sperm donor, they give you like a catalog to go through and you pick them out. Like what genes does this man have where everyone is actually picking him?
I mean, he's a good looking dude.
Oh, he is?
Like I saw a picture. He's a good looking dude. But yeah, judges said the man has helped produce between 550 and 600 children since he began donating sperm in 2007.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
That's going to be a dope family reunion. So could you imagine though, like if you really do try and let's say that's you're the child and you're trying to research your family history, you find it and then you find out you have 550 siblings.
Ooh. Did you see that Netflix documentary, which I have not watched yet, but it's about the fertility doctor actually inseminated patients with his sperm. And it wasn't until these kids later in life started doing like that 23andMe and then realized they were all related. And turns out they were not related to their actual like fathers. They were related to this man because he had used his sperm instead.
I can't even.
Vile.
Violation.
Yeah. Vile. All right, speaking of vile, let's talk about skin marks. Are we ready?
Yep.
No.
All right, Abby, so somebody has requested this specific update.
Yeah, so we have somebody who wants to know about a storyline that we had where her husband did this one thing that completely grossed her out, but she was too embarrassed to confront him about it. The issue became so bad that she decided it was time to confront him directly about his wiping problem. So it was requested by a listener named Armanita. She said, "Hi, Bert Show. I'm back again. Can we get a follow-up Thursday on the stay-at-home mom who saw that her husband wasn't wiping himself correctly? After a while, she finally stopped doing his laundry until he had no underwear left. She texted him while he was at work asking, 'How did you go to work without any underwear?' He ignored her question and said he would pick up more from Target when he got off of work. Thank you and have a blessed day."
All right, so Emily's husband is a 31-year-old man who did not know how to properly wipe his behind. Every week while doing laundry, she noticed that all of his underwear had the dreaded skid marks in it. Even their six-year-old son knows how to properly wipe his butt. She didn't know how to address it with him, so she stopped washing his underwear. She thought he would notice, but instead he just decided to buy new underwear. We all agreed the passive route wasn't the way to go. She agreed to agreed and decided to confront him directly about his problem, but we haven't heard back since. How did he react? And also, if I remember correctly, when we were talking about this, didn't we have somebody call up and say that their partner didn't wipe?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yep,
ooh.
Sure did.
Did they use the bidet though?
No.
Nope. Just kept it pushing.
Yep. There was no wiping. We were astonished.
Yes.
What about a washcloth?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. All right, so what's the update, Mo?
Bird Show fam, we are a skid mark free home. The uncomfortable conversation was had after we put our son to bed one night. I poured a glass of wine and told him to come into the laundry room. Knowing my husband, I had evidence as backup in case I needed it, which I did. I told him, kindly and lovingly, quote, "Babe, we have a laundry issue in our home, and I need you to help. I need your help to fix it," end quote. He was completely oblivious as to what was wrong. That's when I said, quote, "You leave marks in your underwear, and I'm not willing to wash them anymore," end quote. He was incredulous and said, no way he does that. I told him I thought that's what he would say, and that's when I presented him with the evidence. That's nasty. He was floored. He literally had no clue he was skid marking up his underwear.
How do you not notice that?
I don't know. Yeah, that seems impossible. Then he started to get really embarrassed, which I could see shifting to anger. I jumped in and said, "I'm not doing this to embarrass you. Listen, this is an easy fix. Either you take over your own laundry or switch it to the wipes that I have placed on the back of our toilets." I reiterated that I'm not trying to shame him in any way, shape, or form. He was sheepish for the rest of the night, but he got over it quickly and the convo worked. We are a wet wipe home and I've yet to see another skid mark. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Why don't we do it?
Every time.
Well, there you go, Armanita, asking you shall receive your skid mark update. It's the Burt Show.
Here, Burt Show.